The GAA program with Tom Comack. Brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Station Roundabout Letterkenny. Gear up for the next big game from the great range of clubwear at michaelmurphysports.ie.
GAA Murgus Paul, to go to Clare Ellen, coming Luke Claskin, a shock to the show with me, Tom Comack, as always on a Wednesday night, here with you until 9 o'clock. And, well, keep up by the fire tonight because it's bloody cold out there. So, we've got a couple of very interesting people to speak to, and I'm delighted to see I'll be joined later on by the man who has masterminded a historic third in a row All-Ireland Club Camogie Championship for Slochneil. That's Damien McIldowney. Damien will be joining us later. Fantastic achievement by the Derry Club. Of course, we know the feats of their footballers and their hurlers in recent seasons, but the ladies have gone better, and because they have gone on and won All-Irelands. In actual fact, they won a third on Sunday, defeating St Martin's from Wexford 1-9 to 7 points in the final in Croke Park. As I say, Damien McIldowney, will be speaking to him later. But first of all, as we stick with hurling for the night, that's going to be the main theme. In a moment, we'll be joined by Donegal manager Mickey McCann as he looks ahead to Saturday's crunch Division 2B Alliance National Hurling League relegation playoff against Warwickshire. Yes, Warwickshire again. Of course, Donegal defeated Warwickshire rather convincingly down in O'Donnell Park last weekend in the last of the league games. But while Donegal won that game, it meant that they were still in a playoff for relegation to hold on to their position in Division 2B. They did it last year without a playoff, so into the playoffs this year. And we'll be speaking to Mickey about that in a moment. But, of course, Donegal got back to winning ways at the weekend with a narrow win over Armagh in McCool Park, and back in the race for promotion. That's in the Football Alliance League. And of course, Tyrone eased their relegation worries and maybe got their season up and running with a second victory in a row in the league as well. So Derry, of course, congratulations to them as well. It's a good weekend all round for Derry. They may be down in Division 4, but with two games to go, they have been promoted along with Leitrim, who of course are the story of the year so far in the Alliance Football League. Derry undefeated, and Fermanagh maintained their unbeaten run as well with victory over Clare last weekend. So still a lot to play for in the Alliance Football League. But as I said, it's with hurling we stick with tonight, and I'm joined by the Donegal manager, Mickey McCann. Mickey, first of all, good night to you.
Same to you, Tom.
And, well, again, it's Warwickshire again. Hey, certainly, you keep crossing paths pretty often.
I suppose, yeah, when Mickey Rackard final with them last year, Tom. And I suppose the start of the league this year, there was always a good chance that we could have them in a playoff. You know, with the transition we're in, and thing we thought if we were going to be in a playoff, it would be Warwickshire. So that's the way it panned out. And we'll both cross swords again now on Saturday, you know.
Yeah. And before we talk about the game itself, there's a lot of emphasis. Donegal won promotion to Division 2B the year before last. They had been up and down once before in recent years. Won promotion Division 2B the year before last, retained that position last year. And a great emphasis and a great meal of talk about wanting to retain that status again, Division 2B.
Yes, Tom, I suppose it's very, very important to us. Just listen to some of the senior boys at training, you know, when they were talking to the younger boys, that this is every bit as important as the Nicky Rackard final last year in terms of be a great progression for us to stay at that level for 2 years, you know, and it'll only make hurling stronger. And I think the club scene's getting stronger too in Donegal. We have four or five clubs now challenging for the county title. So great progression if we can stay up, you know, in this division and move on under the Christie Ring now in the summertime.
And tell me, just for maybe some people that mightn't be in the know, as you know, sir, people listening to this programme who mightn't be as au fait as others, or maybe as au fait in hurling or whatever as others, why is it about Division 2B that it'd be so important to stay in it?
I suppose these boys were tried and tested, Tom, at 3A for long enough, and they went up and down, and they're always a duck egg team every time they went up. And it's just they feel it's time they've raised the standard, and I think they have, you know, and they just want to stay at that level. And
it's a higher standard.
Definitely higher standard. You're in against Wicklow, Down, Derry, you know, teams that are always well ahead of us, you know, in terms of playing at a higher level, you know, and like Derry challenging for Ulster titles along with Down, you know, and for Donegal to be going out and beat teams like that this year and competing again this year, you know, it's we've moved on a bit, and if we go back down to 3A, I think it's a big step backwards. So if these young boys, along with the more seasoned boys, can stay there another year, you know, I think we'll get stronger and stronger.
Yeah. And talk to me about the season so far. You got your first win last weekend against Warwick. It didn't matter. But how would you reflect on the season so far?
Well, we're relatively happy, Tom. I suppose you're at it yourself. We had Kildare, tied up at 4 points up one time in the second half, you know, and same with Wicklow, but we just didn't seem to put the 70 minutes together, you know, and I suppose these young boys maybe just lack a wee bit of experience to see the games out. And I suppose the downside was we had a bad half against Down, and the same against Derry. We were level against Derry at half time or a point down, you know, and we kind of switched off for 10 minutes and Derry punished us. So that's we're relatively happy. We had a couple of bad halves, but considering the transition and the young team and the big changes from last year, it was decent enough league we had, you know.
Yeah, because it is a team in transition, because we had James Donnelly in here one night at the start of the season. Of course, a great stalwart. He retired. So too did Inda McDermott and Kevin Campbell, and one or two others stepped away.
Yeah, I suppose the three retirements, and then you had probably Davin Flynn and Jared Gilmore and Bernard Lafferty up and out, you know, and that's the bulk of our forward line from last year. But we just have to work what we've got now, Tom, and you have to say these boys has competed well, you know, for boys that are making their debuts at this level. You know, the rest of us would have made them in 3A, which is an easier standard to come into, but like Connor Park, Kevin Keeley and Dylan Duffy and Connor O'Grady and Ryan Hulfordy and Jimmy Duard and PG thing with Boncana, you know, they've stepped in and filled these boys' boots well.
PG McCarron and Oisin Rooney as well from Iru.
Oisin Rooney, there's seven or eight players, you know, that didn't feature last year much at all, you know, and they're fighting for starting spots, and some of them nailed a starting spot, you know, and Kevin Keeley got 2-1 there on Saturday, you know, just out of minors last year, young St. Eunice lads, and put himself well in contention for this big game on Saturday, you know.
Yeah, and talk to me about Warwickshire. Last Sunday beat them well, but I don't think anybody's reading too much into that. You rested quite a few players, including your captain, Danny Cullen, Sean McVeigh, and a couple of seasoned others. And, well, they had five or six changes from the original team sheet as well, which would suggest that they were all probably first choice players that were left at home, I think, because they travelled pretty light last weekend.
They travelled very light, Tom, and suppose just doing a wee bit of homework on them. They were missing five or six, you know, that played against Down the week before. So both teams missing maybe five or six strong players, and there's a wee bit of cat and mouse last Sunday, you know, and it means nothing. It'll be a completely different ballgame this week, you know. We held back Sean and Danny and Stevie and Patrick Doherty too, just to keep give them a rest, you know. And that's a completely different ballgame this week. There was nothing on it last year. We were 8 points down in the Mickey Record final against this team, and we had a really upper performance in the second half. So they put up decent scores against Derry and Down in this division too. So there's definitely a bit of quality there, and they'll be bringing everybody with them this week, you know.
Yeah, and I know you've had your couple of injury woes. Declan Coulter, of course, the most serious. He has missed your last two games.
Aye, Declan hurt his calf, you know, and it's going to be a late call with Declan. Probably he trained lightly last night, and we'll see how he goes tomorrow night, Tom. But in terms of Declan, you know, if he's fit, he'll be playing. He's been our go-to man, you know, last year, and probably the first two league matches he scored well again for us, you know. And he's a big void if Declan's missing at our forward line, so fingers crossed he gets the nod from the physios that he's good to go on Saturday.
You're probably fortunate in that Lee Henderson has come in and, you know, has shown good form. Of course, Lee would have, prior to Declan arriving on the scene, he would have been the main go-getter or the main man at scores, but he's come in and he's been unerring.
Yeah, Lee had a couple of injury worries, you know, last year, and held him back and put him out for a month or two, and formed up the wee bit, to be honest. And listen, Lee back to himself now, and as you say, very active from the freeze. But on Sunday there again, he scored 1-2 from play. So definitely, when Declan's not hitting the freeze, Lee's every bit as good and can step into that role, no bother. And he's put in a good shift from play for us now too. So Lee's back in form, which is a big positive for us, you know.
And of course, Joe Boyle going as well as ever. He'll be into that category now where he's one of the more experienced and more into nearly the near veteran stage.
Yeah, I suppose Joe and Danny and them's around the one age, and they're about a long time, but you know, they still carry a good hunger for it, and they're looking forward to the test on Saturday, you know, to go down with this new look Donegal team and try to get over Warwickshire and move on to the Christy Ring, you know, with a few positives, was it?
Obviously, the game in Longford is not a venue you would know that well. I'm sure maybe played it once or twice, did you?
A couple of times, Tom. I suppose something we weren't really expecting was a 12:30 throw-in, you know, down in Longford. So things have changed in preparation. You know, we're going down now on Friday night and getting a good night's rest and getting the preparation right for an early start on Saturday. So, listen, be a good enough pitch in Longford, but it's a rare venue and a rare time, you know, something we weren't expecting.
Yeah, 12:30 on a Saturday this time of the year. If it was last week, it wouldn't be so bad. The weather was, well, up to Saturday afternoon, I suppose. The earlier, the better it would have been last Saturday. But
yeah.
Obviously, the key now is to win it. And you're going into one of those situations where, you know, you beat Warwickshire last weekend, rather convincingly, what, 16 or 17 points, you know. Beat them by five or six, seven points in the Nicky record, and you're around enough, long enough to know that sometimes that can come back to bite you when you get it easy against teams.
Yes, definitely. I suppose before the game even started last week, we talked about complacency not setting in for next week, whatever the outcome is today. You know, when I seen them warming up and they travelled lightly and stuff, I just knew that they were showing us nothing. So we get that all down to our boys' heads, and I think our boys keep their feet in the ground. They know it's going to be a lot tougher this week, and we have a lot of strong players to come back, and a lot of competition for places, Tom, which is always a positive, and a lot of young boys question you why they're not starting, and which is always good. They're not happy sitting on the bench. So do they
question you now? They do, yeah?
Oh, you'd be getting odd WhatsApp message to say why this and that, which is good, and that shows your hunger for it, I suppose, for years maybe, and Donegal boys might have been happy, you know, Tom, being on the panel and thingy, but a lot of these young boys are itching for game time, and they're making my job hard at times, but that's a good problem to have. It just shows a hunger for it, so it's a good problem to have, you know.
So Mickey, really, Donegal hurling has come a long way in the last few years, hasn't it?
Well, so, I suppose, Tom, there's six clubs represented there on Sunday in the Donegal team, you know, which must be the first time ever. Like, you had three boys from Bunkrana starting, and Ballyshannon, and then you've Unions, McCool's, Burt, Satanta, you know, so there's definitely a more spread about there, you know, and it can only be good if all the clubs are putting to the fore, you know.
Yeah, and of course a bigger effort we've been putting in, a more professional management now in the last couple of years as well, and that's no disrespect to people that have gone in the past.
I suppose I was a good coach in Gilbert O'Kane, you know, who's definitely, we've all learned that, you know, myself included. He's coached at a good level up north.
He's from Derry, yeah.
He's from Ballinascreen, you know, and he managed Derry, and he's been about, like, so he knows he does the job well, and he keeps these boys a good time for, and they love his training, you know. And then James adds his own bit of freshness, you know, and fresh ideas, and we sit down and we don't all think the same, but that's the way it should be, and we come to agreement then, Tom. But every man has a good say in it, and it feeds it down to the team, you know.
And of course, up into the Christy Ring hurling championship this season.
Up the Christy Ring, Tom, I suppose you have we Wicklow home first, and then Derry away, and home to Down again. So, the two good home matches in Letterkenny, and a Wicklow team that'd be run tight in the league, you know, and that was missing Declan and a couple of other boys. So, if we get over Saturday, we'll put in a big push, Tom, to try to get out of that group in the Nicky record, if possible, and at worst.
Or the Christy Ring, sorry.
Or the Christy Ring, at worst, to keep our status there as well for next year, you know. So, it's all about keeping there around that and try to get out of the group, but the most important thing is to stay in the Christy Ring for next season as well.
Yeah, and how soon are you out in the Christy Ring?
Our 11th of May is the first round, Tom, so you've 3 weeks in a row then. We Wicklow, Derry and Down, so three tough matches in a row, and hopefully we can get a couple of ones out of that group, or at least one anyway, and that'll put us in a place where we're safe for maybe try to come out of the group.
But for now, Pierce Park and Longford on a win against Warwickshire.
Yes, I suppose a big result on Thingley would mean a lot to us boys, and you know, we get another 8-9 weeks along with these boys before the championship, these young boys, and get the clear evenings, they'll only get better coming into the Christy Ring. So, big one on Saturday, Tom, and if we can win that everybody, the confidence behind into the summer, you know.
And the fact that you're going to be looking forward to the same standard of hurling again next year, obviously, is the real target.
It's a real target, I suppose. You know, them few older boys, if you happen to slip and go down again, Tom, they could call time, you know, and I think if we stay up in this division, the more older boys will keep at it and try to play the standard for another year or two and take these young boys with them. So massive game for us on Saturday, and hopefully we can get over the line and move on to the Christy Ring.
You mentioned old boy staying with you. An old boy came back last week and did well, Paddy Hannigan.
Paddy came back, you know, I suppose at a phone call with him early this year, and he said he's going back to play for McCool's, and I said, why don't you come train with us, you see what you're like, and you know, Paddy sat on the bench for most of the league and wasn't too happy probably, you know, but Tom, we decided to give him a go on Saturday, and he turned up, we won 3, you know, and he caused their defence a lot of bother, and Paddy probably the best hand in the county in terms of catching ball, so he's definitely an option for us, you know, coming under the summer and possibly Saturday or Sunday as well, you know.
Mickey, look, it lovely to talk to you, and the best of luck on Saturday, and hopefully we'll be talking to you soon about looking forward to the Christy Ring and you staying in Division 2B.
Yeah. Okay, Tom.
That's Mickey McCann there, manager of Donegal. Of course, we're playing that crunch game in the Alliance National Hurling League on Saturday down in Pierce Park in Longford. 12:30 throw-in on that one. Pretty early start for that one. And of course, Warwickshire, Donegal's opponents, they beat them well last weekend in the league, but there was a little bit of a cat and mouse going on that particular one. I wouldn't read too much into it. But Donegal on form should win that game, but games are never won on form, or they're never won sitting in studios or in dressing rooms. They're won when the players go on the field. But certainly Donegal hurling on the up and in a good place, and it would be very important to stay in Division 2B because there's a good crop of young players coming through as well. We heard Mickey McCann mention quite a few of them there. That's it for the first half of the programme. We're going to take a short break, and of course when we come back, our special guest is going to be the man that has masterminded a historic first 3 in a row All-Ireland Camogie Championship successes for Snocknield. That's the Derry Club, and of course they join a unique band of clubs really who have won 3 All-Irelands in a row. But first we just take a short break.
The GAA programme with Tom Comack, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, station roundabout Letterkenny. Gear up for the next big game from the great range of clubwear at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Father Ash with me, Tom Comack, with you until 9 o'clock. And, well, before we go to Damien McIldowney up in Stockneil, and of course, celebrations obviously of their All-Ireland success still ongoing. Just the news breaking this evening that Martin McIlhenny has departed the Donegal senior squad. Seemingly he informed Donegal manager Declan Bonner after last Saturday night's Division 2 Alliance Football League game in Ballybuffet. Martin made his 100th appearance against Cavan, and one of those long-serving players, quite young yet, but of course in that crop, along with Michael Murphy and Paddy McGrath and Mark McHugh, that won Ulster Minor and All-Ireland and Under-21 Championships way back, and of course playing with the county since he was brought into the squad by Brian McIver in 2007. So he's departed the squad at the moment. I'm sure there'll be more on that in the coming days. But we switch our attention back to Camogie. And as we all know at this stage, Stockneil have won a third All-Ireland Senior Club Camogie Championship title. They defeated St. Martin's of Wexford in the final in Croke Park on Sunday afternoon, 19-7 points. Pretty convincing victory in the end in what was a low-scoring game in difficult conditions. And I'm delighted to see I'm joined by the man that has masterminded that success and has been behind much of the success in Stockneil in recent years, Damien McIldowney. Damien, first of all, you're very welcome to the programme, and a big, big congratulations to you and the girls and to everybody involved with the club.
Thanks very much, Tom. It's nice against to have me on.
Yeah, and tell me, celebrations, how are they going? I'm sure they're still in full flight, or has the novelty wore off now that you've done it for a third time?
No, I wouldn't say novelties. Well, whatever wear off one and all, Ireland, most of the girls are still celebrating a wee bit yet. Us, the management team, we've sort of calm down a wee bit in our old age, but it gets sweeter every time you won. So we always try and make the most of it when we have that chance.
Yeah, and like it's been a phenomenal run, you know, considering that what you won a first Derry back in what, 2012
was the first time we won the county. The girls they were always sort of a mid-table team. You had the likes of Swatters and Lavies and Day that dominated for a lot of years, and then you had one of those Corrine. And we're always around mid-table and weren't really in with it. But just back in about 2011-12, we had a good crop of young guys coming through at the one time. And everything just sort of fell into place from then.
Yeah. And tell me about the final on Sunday before we'll go back and talk about the last couple of years as well. But Sunday's final against St Martin's, 1-9-7, as convincing as the scoreline would suggest.
I thought we were fairly comfortable. We got off to a good start with Tina's goal, and that's something we've learned this last couple of years is how to hold on to a lead. So we got four or five points lead up, and we're fairly comfortable. We know how to grind out the result then after that.
And you mentioned Tina Hannan, that is. She scored 1-6 and was player of the match for the second year in a row in All-Ireland. That's some achievement. She likes Croke Park.
she does. Well, funny, this is her first run out in Croke Park.
All right.
The match was to be in Croke Park last year, but got called off because of the snow.
Oh yeah, the beast from the east, I think.
The beast from the east. That got our match called off twice. So last year's All-Ireland final was played in Clonus. So it was nice to get back to Croke Park and have get Tina a run out on Croke Park. But she certainly loves the big stage.
And you defeated a very good Albrahan side from Galway in the semi-final too.
Yes, I know. Hey, they were a quality team. Any team that beat Sarsfields, who we had played in the last two finals, we knew anyone that beat Sarsfields was going to be a good team. And they really, really put it up to us. I thought they hit us hard and had us fairly, but hard, you know. And the guys took a wee bit of time to find their feet. But eventually, in the second half, we found that third or fourth gear and we were fit to pull away. But I thought now the semi-final game really stood to us for the final.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, it's been a huge achievement, as we said, the three in a row. Are there many of the players around that have won the three? Are there many of that side still playing?
Oh yes, there's probably I would say the starting 15 there was maybe 12 of them. 11 or 12 of them have three All-Ireland medals now. And a couple of younger guys maybe weren't involved the first year, they have two. But most of them now would have the three All-Irelands.
Hmm. And you've joined a very unique club as well, of what, three in a row? You know, you're talking about St. Paul's of Kilkenny, Buffers Alley of Wexford, Sarsfield, you mentioned of Galway.
Yes, I read in the paper on Monday we're the first team to do it that isn't a senior county team. Derry is an intermediate county, so it just shows how strong the players are in our club that fit to compete with the senior county teams and won three All-Irelands.
Yeah. What is it, you think? Obviously, you were there and you were managing in 2012, isn't that right?
Yes, I was part of that management team, PJ O'Mullen, who was manager of Lough Gill Hurlers the year before, won the club All-Ireland with Lough Gill, and he agreed to come and help out with their guys, and I've known him a wee years, and he had asked me would I come and involved with him. So me and him were there in 2012 when we won our first county, and everything's just been rolling on from then. It's just went from success to success.
Yeah, and of course the late Thomas Cassidy had a huge influence and put in a huge drive in the camogie and hurling.
Massive. No one realizes how much work Thomas put into our club as a whole. Like he managed me when I was an under 12 hurler, and he managed a couple of other teams I played under. I managed an under 16 hurling team with him. This was maybe 10 years ago. And he helped out with underage camogie teams. Then he got involved with the senior team. He had three daughters playing. And then when he took ill, he had asked me would I come back on board and help him and Dominic McKinley with the senior girls. So, you know, I myself personally owe a lot to Thomas, as does many people in our club.
Yeah, and a huge support, and the whole it's a whole parish thing, isn't it, or a whole club area thing. It's a whole everybody follows everybody.
That's it. There's no difference. The hurlers or footballers don't get any more than the Camogiers get. You know, the supporters are unbelievable. I know the last 5 years there's been a lot of running and probably a lot of expense of travelling after our three teams, but it doesn't bother anyone. Everyone's only too glad to get out and support all our teams and all codes.
Yeah.
You know, we had a lot of years where there was no success, so where everyone wants to make the most of it while it's here.
Yeah, well, the ladies are certainly making sure that Slochneil, the name of the club, stays up in the headlines anyway. And you don't have ladies football. Camogie is the girls' game in Slochneil.
Yes, there's just Camogie. I was brought up maybe once or twice about starting a ladies football team, but there wasn't a lot of interest in it. So it's just Camogie's all the girls have, and that's just their life. That's what they live and breathe up at Slochneil. So it's just great to see this success, and it's great for all those girls who've put in so many years hard work.
And followed by young and old, and I know, yeah, I was up with him some years ago and did a program with him. Patsy Cassidy still following you, still a big follower.
Yes, oh, Patsy would never miss a match. He's always the first at every game. Him and Mary, his wife, they have to get to every game, and they're always first there. And just the girls just have so much time for him, and he's a club legend and always will be.
Damien, unfortunately the clock has beaten us again. Congratulations. That's it from me. Tom Cormack. Thanks to Damien McIldowney and to Mickey McCann, to Jimmy Stafford on sound as usual, with Gene Shockton to Hogan, Slán Leabhar with Bannock.